Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. My name is Ruthie C., and it is Friday at 10, and that means it is time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. I'm doing great. We've had a busy week over at school this week, and we'll talk about that today. And I'm excited about what's going on over there at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class. So we'll touch base on all that stuff and let you know what the students got going on as well. You are listening to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Maybe you have some questions about some maintenance and repair on your boat. Maybe you have some questions about coming to school over to Georgetown Technical College. More than happy to answer your questions on any of those topics or whatever you have on your mind today. Just give us a call or a text at 850-437-1620. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road. Here in Pensacola, the phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury repower center. They give special discounted pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Spoke to Dustin again this morning, and they are busy out there, and they still have some trailers and stuff available. If you need your boat picked up, they do also on-site repair as well. So you can call them at 850-492-0487 or go by and see them for your boating repairs. They are doing curbside service as well. And check them out on Facebook. They have their specials that they run on Facebook as well. And you can check them out. And they have consignment boats and things like that there as well. So check them out on Facebook. The lobby is still closed, but they will assist you curbside. I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Lonely Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is the website. They have a great chat feature on there. You can go on that chat feature and talk to our counselors and ask questions, and they will guide you to the right person to help you with your education needs. They also have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those, but always ask. If you get a hold of the counselor and you're talking to them, ask them about scholarships. You never know what's available to help you with your education as far as scholarships go. You also have VA and Pell Grants available as well. So great place to go to school, Georgetown Technical College. Just a great place with a lot of great teachers over there. And the Marine Service class is a top-notch class as well. So, you know, check us out. That's for sure. So, yeah, we've had a very, very busy week. I'll tell you what, we dodged the storm again. I guess you could say we dodged it. You never know where those things are going to go, and they seem like they start forecasting those storms way, way early and get people all upset about those things. And we watched that storm closely, and because we were just saying the Thursday before, we need a great start, another good week, and we were hoping to get a whole full weekend, and we managed to do that because the storm went the other way. But we were prepared to leave out of there on Wednesday or Thursday if it did happen to come this way. But we were grateful that it did not. Sorry for the people that are dealing with it right now as it comes ashore. But as far as our school is concerned, we are back to wide open throttle, if you will. On Monday, this coming Monday is supposed to be a teacher's planning day. And we canceled the teacher's planning day, and we're bringing students in instead of having a planning day. So we are trying to get everybody back on schedule and playing catch up as far as hurricanes and other things that are going on. But I'm telling you, we are just learning. My class is full right now. I have a waiting list. We are just got people that are so interested in coming into the marine industry as far as technicians and going in there to do maybe parts or service, sales, The marine industry is so strong right now, and we just have a great thing going on over at George Stone in the Marine Service class. So this week, I tell you what, I showed up to class or to school on Monday, and at my doorstep was a motor from Yamaha, a F200 Yamaha, was sitting there at right in front of my test tank. And I tell you what, we don't wait around. We got that motor up and out of the box and rigged out, and we actually had that motor running last night. So my students, I had some new students go on it, and I put another student with them that been in the class for a while and knew how to do all the steps. And we gave them the service manual and told them what to do on this F200 as far as getting it out of the box. We went step by step exactly how that motor should be removed from the crate, put on a stand, and then we actually ran that motor out last night, put oil in it, checked all the systems, and ran that motor out. And again, thanks to Yamaha for the donations that they give. We use that product to help our students train, to let them understand and what to do when they get these motors and how to rig them and how to get them started up and running a brand new motor, to work with the students with these donations that Yamaha gives us. It's just awesome to be able to do that. We also started working on a 115 Mercury that Mercury donated to us this week. I have a couple students on that one, and we're getting that motor up and running as well. It needs a little bit of work too, and we're just working on it, trying to get it going so the students are able to take a motor that that come out of a crate. They're putting it on got it on a stand, and they're working on that motor too, and they're going step by step, getting some ideas of what that motor needs to get it run. It's actually a running motor. It needs some minimal work, but we got it running last night as well, and the students are scanning it with the G3 software, and they're looking at the hours on these motors. This little motor's got over 3,800 hours on it. It's a 115 Mercury. I think it's about 4 or 5 years old, and that motor's got some hours on it, but it's really in great shape. My students actually did a leak down test on it and a compression check last night as well. And if my listeners don't know what a leak down is, let me explain that to you. When a person checks when a technician or a person wants to check out an engine to see what type of shape it's in, there's a couple ways to do it. One way is to do a compression check. And that's the most common thing that you hear somebody say is to do a compression check. And they'll run through an engine and do a compression check on it. But the real test is a leak down test. That's where you actually check the condition of the cylinders, the valves, the gaskets, everything on that motor. So my students learn how to do that leak down, which is a most thorough check on the internal parts of the engine, the rings, the gaskets, the intake valve, the exhaust valve, and those kind of things. It's where you add pressure into the cylinder, and you take a reading. When you do this, you take the reading of how much pressure is actually escaping that cylinder and where it's coming from. So in other words, if you have a motor that maybe has a bad exhaust valve, you can use a leak down check to find out how bad or try to locate the exhaust valve that has an issue by introducing compressed air into that cylinder. And you can listen to the exhaust and how the air escapes out of that exhaust valve and how much is leaving by percentage. And that's basically how the leak down check works. So depending on where the leakage is from, the technician, the student can actually figure out where the problem is. And that's great information to have, especially if you're checking out an engine that maybe needs some repairs. You can kind of narrow it down to maybe it needs just some head work, or maybe it needs to go deeper and needs some cylinder work. Because depending on where the air is escaping, if it's coming out the exhaust system, that can be an exhaust valve. It's coming out the intake, an intake valve. If it's going into the crankcase, it could be that it has rings that are bad or a scored cylinder. So that's what they learn to do, is they learn to do these leak down checks along with so many other checks that they do while they're running these motors to see what kind of condition it is. And that 115 Mercury actually is in great condition compared to the hours that it has on it. So we're really pleased with that motor, and we're working on it. We'll have that thing 100%, and we're able to have students work on that motor as well. So it's just a great time over at George Stone Technical College, and my students are very engaged, and they're just having a great time learning over there. Again, this is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. You can also text if you have a question. I'm more than happy to answer any kind of text messages as well. So I would love to do that as well. And we'll just go ahead and help you with that as well. So it looks like we have a call here, and we can take that call.
Yes, we do. Welcome, Eric from Pensacola. You are on Boat Smart. Please go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've found a four-horse Mercury on the bottom of Bayou Grande, and I got a question. Is it savable if I were to pull it out of the water and start cleaning it up before the rest can get to it?
Okay. You actually found a motor in the water, submerged?
Yes, sir. It's on the bottom right now. I tied a rope to it, but I didn't pull it out of the water yet because I don't want to introduce the air to it yet. And okay, I figured I'd call and ask you this morning.
Okay, that's a great question. And there's probably quite a few of those laying around, different size motors and stuff under the water in places. So your very first step is to get it out of the water when you can work on it, okay? So that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Is wait until you can actually get the motor out of the water and then start working on it immediately. That's my first recommendation is if you can get to it and start working on it, go ahead and get that done. I could give you some steps on it just to get it out of the water, get the spark plugged out of it and try to purge all the water out of it that you can. Depending on if it's what type of motor it is, if it's two stroke or four stroke, there's some other steps you'll have to take. But the main thing is to get it out of there, get the spark plugs out of it, get that motor turning over, and get some lubrication down the cylinders and see if you can get it running. That's what I would do. So, yeah, that's a great question.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions as far as that motor goes? Anything else I can help you with on it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a four stroke. It's got it's a Mercury four horse.
Okay.
Like I said, we were diving underneath the docks and we found it laying in the silt. And
okay.
I just wanted to before I brought it out of the salt water and
okay. And yeah, if it's a four stroke, you're gonna have to change
the biggest question.
Yep, change the engine oil and get all that oil out of it and put some pressure oil in it. And if you can get it running, you're gonna have to do a couple oil changes on that motor as well. So that's a great find. Maybe I don't know who lost it. But.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
Well, when the storm came through, it's been sitting in the water since Sally came through.
Yeah, and I probably you might be surprised if you get that motor up and start working on it immediately. I'd like to know if you get that motor out of there, give us a call back and let us know what you came up with on that.
Well, I'm one of your students, so I'll see you on Monday.
Oh, there you go. That motor may show up in school then. Who knows?
Well, if you
great
want me
question.
To bring it, I'll bring it in.
Great question. Yeah. Yeah. If we're going to do it, bring it in. Good.
Sounds good.
I appreciate the call, Eric. Thank you.
All righty.
So, Eric. Okay. Yep. Eric works out at the Navy base. He is one of my students. And I didn't know that was Eric on the phone. And he actually works out there at the marina, at Sherman Cove Marina, and he's in my class to learn as much as he can so he can continue working out there where he's at right now. So that's awesome. Thank you for calling us today. So, what do you think about that?
I think that's fantastic. Really cool. I thought, your students are going to appreciate this cool new project, and they're going to doubly appreciate it because it's coming from one of them.
Yeah, and he actually knew, I think he knew the answer to that question because we have talked about submerged engines, especially with the storms that are coming ashore here and stuff, and we have talked about that stuff in class. So it's great that them guys listen to my show and that they're willing to call in and ask questions as well. So, yeah, again, we were just having a great week this week, and my new students are working on electrical systems right now, and they're having fun doing that. We're teaching the actual 12-volt systems, the bilge pump, the float switches, the running lights, and the wiring, and all the stuff that goes along with that. And that's all done inside my actual classroom area. I have a little shop area that's attached to that where I do all my static type training, and my students are working on that as well. So I have several boat in the box kind of thing where they have all these systems that are built onto a little stand. And the students are actually able to work and see all the wires. It's like a shortened version of a boat console. And everything is right there in a little area. and the students get to see the wires, the battery switch, the battery, and all the connections. And they go in there, and I teach that basically one wire at a time to explain to them. I keep it very simple and start teaching like a one circuit, like a light circuit, and how it works and how you have to be able to turn it on and off and how to protect the circuit. And then I go from there and start adding circuits to that. And as the students start to learn the wiring and how it works, and we start talking about troubleshooting and correct color codes and things like that, they're able to move to a station that I have built, two of them in the back, that they go down to that station and they start taking the wires off of that station. They actually do a wiring schematic of that station. And then I go in and take all the wires off and I make them rewire the system. So they're in the middle of rewiring these systems, learning each individual wire and what they do and how they work with each other and the switches and the breakers and all that stuff. So they're having really a good time with that as well. So we're just having a good time over at Georgetown. Last night, we did a video of a motor that we had, the F200. I actually did a video last night. My students running it out. And we went through about a minute video of the starting procedure and running it in a test tank. And I sent that video to Yamaha today, and they loved it. I had two students that were narrating, and I was videotaping them. And, with the cell phone, and we actually sent that to Yamaha this morning, and they love that video. They love to see those students, not only interaction with the engine, but the reaction that the smiles on their faces and what they are learning in the class. So we've done that, and also took some pictures of the Mercuries that we have in a test tank and sent those to Mercury and thanked them for those as well. And we just continue to thank our people that help us, Mercury, Yamaha, Key Marine. They do such a great job supplying us with product and information that we need. And that's what makes our class the number one class in the United States, as far as I'm concerned, for Marine Service Technology training. So, we'll continue to move forward with all that. Last night we did What Did You Learn? That's Thursday. You guys know we always do that on Thursday night. And we change that up a little bit. And last night I did What Did You Learn? I picked the first student to tell what they learned during the week. Then I had that student pick the next student, and they got to tell what they learned. And it's just a great time to see students talk about what they learned during the week. I had one student, Brian. He was explaining several systems. He was explaining this charging system and isolators. And he was looking at his notes and talking to the other students. And in the middle of the talking, sometimes you get a little, maybe embarrassed or overwhelmed or whatever, whenever you're talking like that and explaining systems. And he was going through trying to make sure he got it right. And he kind of stopped and he says, "Why is everybody looking at me?" And I said, "Brian," I said, "because you're teaching them something. They're listening to you talk, And, and I said, "You got to continue." I said, "You're teaching everybody about charging systems, and that's what this is all about, So it was really fun to interact with them last night and just to have some fun. And if you're ever in my class hanging out, you'll see students with lots of smiles on their faces and learning and having fun and laughing. And we try to keep it that way. And it's just a good time. So last night, we probably spent 20 minutes on What Did You Learn? And at the end of the week, when we do that, it's just amazing to listen to those students, what they learn and the notes that they take and how they interact with each other as they go through their learning process. New students and students that have been there for a while. And, it's just a great, great atmosphere that we have there at Georgetown in the Marine Service class. Also this week, I have completed a student who was on our co-op program. And he is actually working at a dealership full time now. He's no longer in our class, and they continue to employ him and talking about sending him to schools and things like that. So that's a great thing to have that happen at the end of the week. We have that student now working full time at a Mercury and Yamaha dealership here in Pensacola. And they're going to continue his education by sending him to different schools. And this student is actually going to move forward and start doing electronics rigging. That's what he likes to do. He's going to continue to work on the Yamaha and Mercury product at the dealership and do services and things on that, like that. But his niche is rigging, rigging electronics. That's what he likes to do. So we're able to transition him from what we teach at George Stone by his co-op, him co-oping at this dealership. And the co-op is where he actually goes to work, and he gains hours at the dealership where he's working and stays enrolled in school. And I continue to have interaction with this student and the dealership and his bosses and his supervisors. And we work this student and we take him to a higher level, if you will. While they're working at the dealerships, the dealership will take them under the wing of a senior technician and continue to work with them. And that way they can continue their education at school. And the great part about this, and you'll like this, you'll like to hear this, the technician that my student who is co-op under is a previous student of George Stone Technical College, the Marine Service class. He is their lead technician.
Oh, wow.
And to me, that takes it full circle, does it not?
It really does. That is cool. Full circle. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. And when I have students that complete the program and they go to work somewhere and they move up, you know, to a different position, they go in as an entry-level technician, they go in and they continue to educate under somebody's wing, and they move up and then they become the lead technician, and they're now training other people to do that job. That's just amazing to me when that happens. That's just amazing.
It is, and there's the network, right? It expands, it grows, and then that's how the industry stays connected.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a great deal the way things work, and through the programs that Yamaha and Mercury have, we're able to do that, and that helps us tremendously. Also, let me throw this out there. I know we're getting short on time today, but I do want to say I'm still looking for a boat donation, okay? I'm looking for a 19 to 21 center console that I can put these Yamahas and Mercuries on and actually have a good, solid platform for my students to learn on. Most of our stuff is done in like modules. We have consoles that we have controls in that we use, and we have stations that we have controls and things in that we use. But I really would like a center console boat that's in – really, I'm looking for something kind of late model and something, you know, if you're going to ask, you might as well ask, right?
That's right. So, it's always an if you don't ask.
Yeah. So that's what I'm looking for. A 19 to 21 center console. Doesn't have to have a good motor on it. Doesn't have to have anything in there really as far as controls or gauges or anything is concerned. I'm just looking something that I can start to work with, you know, in the future, to have a good platform, something that we can actually take to the water eventually to do continue the training with our students. So I'm still looking for that boat, hopefully with a trailer. I'm working also with some insurance companies right now trying to make that happen as well. So I got my feelers out, and I'm hoping maybe a listener that might have something or see something around that they can get me over there to look at it or something. We'd be more than happy to do that and try to get that boat into our shop, 19 to 21 foot center console. A couple of listeners called me last week. They had some boats, but they didn't fit our needs. You know, they weren't actual outboard type boats. They were stern drives or inboards, and that didn't work for me. I have a couple of stern drives now that we have at school. So I'm really looking for that center console, that outboard platform is what I'm looking for. So we're still continuing to change things over at George Stone. Every time we get a donation, every time we get something new in the shop, I changed my training process just a little bit to tweak it just a little bit so the students are able to continue to learn on those products. So anyway, we're having a great time over at George Stone, and the students are learning, and it's we're just going to be putting great technicians out in the field, that's for sure. So I know we're short on time, so let me go ahead and thank my sponsor, Key Marine Center. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Remember, Key Marine specializes in service and repair of all Yamaha and Mercury product, as well as Mercruiser, and they have trained technicians to back them up on that, and they are more than happy to help you. So give them a call, 850-492-0487 is their phone number. And again, thank you for listening to Boat Smart, and we will be back here next week to talk to you more about boating education. boating needs and those type of things. And I'm looking forward to see what shows up on my door tomorrow or Monday with that little motor. So we'll see what happens with that as well.
Yes, we will. I look forward to hearing all about it. Thank you so much, Stefan. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you very much. And thank you to my listeners for listening this week. We'll be back next Friday.